First up, the deer number problem in Tasmania, and a major game meat processor reckons there are some serious flaws in wild deer policies if he can only import wild harvested venison. So far this year, he's purchased 80,000 kilograms of venison from Victoria and South Australia, which have similar pest deer problems. A 2017 Legislative Council report suggested pest deer could be value-added for the restaurant trade or pet food. John Kelly from Lenna Game Meats has received a letter from the government saying it won't allow crop protection permits to change.
Well, I just once again put my position to the government that there are thousands and thousands of deer being shot and left to lie on the ground to rot in Tasmania every year. When there's farmers all over the state putting deer into pits, something they're being forced to do to protect their crops and their agricultural resource. Now, when I have very, very large markets for venison, I've sold 80 tonnes of venison this calendar year alone, all of which I've had to purchase from the mainland. When you have those two things together, it just seems ridiculous to me that we can't harvest deer commercially in this state. So I just once again put that position to the minister, and his reply was basically to tell me to bugger off, it's never going to happen.
Can you just read out those particular lines that you're referring to?
So the minister specifically said the government does not support amending crop protection permits to allow for commercialisation of wild deer.
Why do you think the government is taking this position when there has been such a groundswell towards managing this deer problem, this wild fallow deer problem in Tasmania?
Well, I can only think that they believe that there's votes in their position. But, you know, I know hundreds of farmers who are pulling their hair out with the damage that deer are doing to their properties. And every farm that my commercial wallaby shooters shoot on, the farmers are telling them just to shoot the deer and leave them. You know, so my guys are having to shoot deer and leave them on the ground to rot. And that breaks their heart. They don't like doing that. They don't like seeing waste. The farmers don't like seeing waste like that. And, you know, again, when I have large markets for deer interstate, I've purchased the product from the equivalent of 8,000 Tasmanian deer this year, but that's all I've had to go interstate to purchase that. So I've purchased 80 tonnes of venison interstate to try to satisfy my existing markets, and I'm not capable, can't do it. So, you know, I don't say that commercial use is the solution to the current deer problem in Tasmania. I do say that it is part of the solution, and it can turn what at the moment is a shameful, criminal waste of protein into a new industry for this state that will create a substantial number of new jobs.
So if those wild deer were shot for commercial purposes, turned into a product that you can sell, you won't put commercial deer farmers out of business?
No, the commercial deer farmers have their existing markets. I wouldn't even tread on their toes. I have an existing market interstate that is currently taking that venison anyway. I'm supplying that market with venison that I'm sourcing from a wild harvest in Victoria and South Australia. Now, so that market wants more. I can't satisfy it. It wants more than we're currently supplying. So if we were commercially harvesting deer, all we would be doing is channeling that product into our existing markets. The deer farmers would still have their existing markets. If their product's a good product, they'll be able to keep it.
What's the situation for processing deer in Tasmania? Does that need to be considered before a trial or even a consideration of commercial harvesting is put on the table?
No, we could process under the existing national regulatory environment for processing game meat. We could process wild harvested deer tomorrow.
How so? Just explain that procedure.
So it operates exactly like our existing wallaby and forested kangaroo harvest. We have licensed commercial game meat harvesters who are regulated and audited by DIPWE. They go out at night shooting wallabies. They also shoot forested kangaroos for us. They're partially eviscerated in the field. They're put under refrigeration in the morning and they come to us in a fully refrigerated supply chain. They're further processed at our existing game meat processing premise under meat inspection to turn into product for human consumption. And that happens, we do that, we do 600 or 700 roos and wallabies a week under that system. The venison product I'm currently buying on the mainland is processed under that system. There are national regulations to control it. It's something that we could do tomorrow if the government would let us harvest wild deer commercially.
Well, obviously that would come at a cost to the government, as they would probably need to put on extra inspectors to monitor that processing of what you were saying, some 8,000 deer.
No, it just happens under the existing system. The DPIWE audits our existing game meat harvesters. They audit our premise. They just continue to do so. We process 30,000 wallabies a year. If we added 8,000 deer to it, then it's not a big job.
What's your next step?
I'll be calling for every farmer who has a problem with deer and who would like to see them utilised in some way rather than just having to put them in the pits. I'll be calling them to tell the government the same message. The existing system, which relies purely on recreational shooters as the sole control mechanism, isn't working. Deer numbers are increasing. And that's happening for a reason. There is not enough incentive for recreational shooters to control deer, because they'll all tell you there's only so much venison you can give away. They don't like shooting animals and leaving on the ground any more than anyone else does. If we had a commercial harvest, then that creates another level of incentive for people to get out and control feral deer.
John Kelly from Leno Game Meat speaking there to our reporter Larissa Smith. The Primary Industries Minister Guy Barnett signed off on the letter John Kelly received stating the government would not support amending crop protection permits. Instead, it would consider an alternative permit allowing deer farmers and landholders to develop niche value-adding businesses from wild deer products. The minister maintains the government's management policy is a balanced one.
We have responded very comprehensively to the Legislative Council report and its recommendations in terms of deer. We want to get the balance right with respect to managing our deer population. We've actually invested significantly in the assessment of the deer population, and so that's recently been advertised, and that information will come back to us, and that'll inform our future decision making. So we're trying to get the balance right in terms of conserving our deer population and in managing the deer population and making sure that recreational deer hunters have an opportunity going forward.
So what are the reasons behind shutting down the idea of turning that product? And I understand that thousands of deer are being buried in pits by farmers because they have nowhere to put them. What are the factors behind shutting down this idea of commercialisation?
Well, I'm not sure that you talk about shutting it down. There are obviously deer farms in Tasmania that do use deer for venison and for eating purposes, and they're in operation, and the government certainly supports that. We've got to try and get the balance right when it comes to recreational deer hunting, and that's an important part of the Tasmanian way of life, and it's something I support and the government supports.
The Primary Industries Minister Guy Barnett talking there to Larissa Smith.